What do you think? You have comments?
A comment. This morning I was on the way to church. I don't need to understand what's going on with, you know, with this particular situation here. And I'm tired of trying to understand what's going on with this situation here. And I just want you to guide me. And, you know, there was no lightning bolt or anything. But when you were talking tonight in this, which is pretty much the same kind of message, you know, it doesn't matter whether we understand, we are just to do. Another scripture that came to mind was, lean not on your own understanding, but in all matters.
Yeah.
And clearing paths with Him. You know, and it's, to me, it's a very important, I won't say it's a breakthrough, because this is something I've known for years and years and years, but it's just a reiteration of how important it is that I don't have to figure any of this stuff out, you know. I just got to go for it. God willing, I will.
Mm-hmm. I think it's automatic for us practically to lean on our own understanding. I think it's almost automatic for us to do that. And we have to catch ourselves up and, you know, like Peter shifted gears when he started to pray. You know, I think trance is a scary word for us, but setting aside our mind is not so scary, you know. That we don't have to, it doesn't have to screen everything, you know. That God could actually put something on our heart that was past our understanding. But I think that's that out of control place. That's that resigning our own, you know, controls and conditions and stuff. And there's a lot to that, I think. And we're just going to have to keep moving us along in it.
Susie, what I get out of it is that it was a total faith in Him, totally giving Him the faith, leaving the unknown and what, He's going to reward us with that wisdom that they all have. The trials that you go through, the wisdom's going to come through that faith.
Yeah, we'll get out of that. We'll get out of our places and into.
Mm-hmm. And He'll open our eyes to that wisdom He's leading us into.
He's faithful to do that. You're noticing that, aren't you?
I think sometimes, like you said, in working through the process, what we probably get stuck in is, in working it through, we think we have to become analytical.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, about this morning, how when God begins to speak, you know, put on my heart to ask Sherry to learn this song. And I had it really set for the time when I was talking a few sermons on revival. But it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So then she calls me and tells me I'm ready to do the song in about 3 weeks. I said, okay, with the man, I'm into Galatians, now how's it all going to fit? And then this morning, I've got this great doctrinal sermon. And so it's great. But again, when God speaks, it was like just even coming in. And she's practicing. Mm-hmm. And I already told her, I said, you're going to do the song at the end and we'll see what God will do. And then when I come in, God said, no, it's going to be right after. But even then, you know, there's a battle.
Yeah.
She said, no, but Lauren, you know, I have this message, and is this really you? Is it for me? Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, but then, you know, we get to the point where we know that we know, and we still take a risk. And move
yeah.
On. Yeah. You know, who knows? Everything could have fallen flat today, I mean, in a sense.
That's our concern, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
Because I wouldn't have looked good.
Yeah, but you already resigned anyway, so
you resigned.
That was a shock, I'll tell you.
It was for me, too.
It's so funny. It's kind of, you know, because it's actually hard for us to let Him take over.
Yeah.
We desperately need Him to. But it's actually kind of difficult for us to just let Him take over.
Surrender.
You know? It's and trust that what He does will be better than what we have in our pocket. It's just, and I guess my point is that it's to the degree that we get good at that that we will come into these things that he's wanting to pour out to us. You know, we'll have to let him take over. You know. This morning, when a little while after Ted talked about resigning, you know, and I felt like there needed to maybe be a prayer time for the folks who know they need to resign. And, you know, as it flowed, it wasn't then, but it might be now. I don't know. I think we need to pray about that a little bit and ask the Lord to really help us resign. Because we're not going to see the kingdom if we're still in charge. It's just as simple as that, you know. And it looks just like the Word says to all of us. You know, I mean, we know the fear and confusion and stuff that Gideon does, and I think we've had some experience of risking and seeing the Lord do what He says. And, you know, I think an army, the kind of army we're talking about, presses in those things and keeps doing that and gets better and better at it, right?
You know, I see this process as a process of unlearning.
Yes.
You know, it's like we're
pour some things out to
before. We need to unlearn all those things that have just been so much a part of us.
Yeah.
And what Michael said tonight about, you know, God taking ground, as I was driving over here, preparing myself for the meeting, God was telling me, we're in a time of preparation. This is really a time when the Holy Spirit is preparing us, and I just see it as a season of preparation. And I have to say this out loud because he's showing me something right now, and I want it to gel, you know. And in our worship tonight, here tonight, again, I was crying out, God, I want to feel your presence in ways that I've known before. And I found myself doing this in church this morning and then again tonight. And just wanting that so much, and him reminding me, child, I am with you. Not in the way necessarily that you're asking, but be content that I am here, I am near, and what you're experiencing, be satisfied with that. And that tells me that what you just spoke of tonight, we have to be satisfied with what He's given us and go forward. That will be it. That will be enough. And to move forward regardless of what we think we need.
Well, if you keep going, it ends up someplace.
Yes.
Keep pushing through.
Reminds me a lot, too, of your class on exchange. You know, I don't know if you've given that in One Accord, but about how we need to exchange all of these things with the Lord, knowing what you said, that He's got something better, you know, for us than what we've got. You know, and as all those things come up, just make a conscious effort of exchanging that with Him.
Yeah. That example that I was talking about yesterday in terms of praying, hey, you know, I have some questions and concerns about it, but I wasn't unpeaceful. And I probably would have been a few months ago, somewhat. It didn't cost me peace, really. And when we began to pray, I was staying in that same place I described with the Lord. What do you want to do? What now? What do you want to do? What are you saying? What is this, you know? And I just prayed wherever I got. But I'll tell you what happened. It went on and on. And there was this pouring out that continued, you know, kind of just went on and on. What that, you know what that says to me? He is much more willing than we are. There's so much that he wants to do. You know, I think we're getting to a shift place, and this is what has been happening to me lately. You know, like we pray like we've got to try to get God to do something, try to get Him to. But the way I see it now is He has this huge agenda that He wants to pour out, And I have to figure out how to join him in it because he's much more willing than I am. And that's what my morning time is about now. How do I catch up with you, Lord? It's hard for me to describe the difference that is making in my perspective. You know, it's not hard for me to believe a lot of things because it's evident that's what he wants to do. You know, he wants to pour out his spirit on all of us, doesn't he? So,
you know, there's an analogy that I just was reminded of that seems very appropriate, and that's I don't know how many of you have ever body surfed.
Yeah,
at the ocean. Okay. There is, and for those of you that haven't, I'll just describe it. If you are in the right place, there's a swell that comes to you. Feel it lift up. If you are in the right place, you literally just
three
couple of strokes puts you there, and then when you go, it's effortless.
Yes, effortless is the word.
The power of the wave and just flowing with it is like nothing else. There's nothing. It's not like swimming. It's not like anything else that you've ever done. You're supported. You're in the middle of it. You're flying, there's power, and you're going.
Yeah.
And the difference is waiting in the right place. You're just kind of in the right place because there's nothing more frustrating than swimming as hard as you can and the swell passes you and goes and you miss it. But there's a place where you are.
We recognize that one.
Yo, but there's a place where you can be. Where the effort to catch the wave is very, very minor. Because you're right there waiting. And you know this is it. This is the one. And you just throw a couple of strokes and kick a couple of times. And you're right in it and you stay. All the way. And moving in the spirit is like that when you're in it. But it's not just for the moment. It's not just for a time of ministry at an event. But there can be a moving in the spirit in life,
yeah.
Where your whole life feels like you're going that way, and there's an effortlessness to it when the Lord is moving. You know, there's other seasons and times when you feel like there's struggles and you're really trying to get through. But there are times when the Lord is moving, and if you're in the right place, and the right place is really just, I know that you're doing this. I know these swells are coming through. I want to be on this, and I want to be able to respond as soon as I sense it. And that is you're in the place where it's happening. And you know when the Lord's moving, he sends swell after swell after swell. It sounds like you get every opportunity to catch it. It's not a one-time deal. You know, you're there, it's the season for it. And it's a very encouraging thought because it's not like, oh, you missed it, sorry. It's like, I want it, I'm here, I'm swimming around, I'm wanting to be. I want to fly. And then you do, and you go. And you just know you are. There's no mistaking it from just swimming. There's no mistaking that you're going. And that it's not your effort, and that you're not doing anything other than just going, oh, this is so cool. You know, enjoying it. And going a great distance in a very short amount of time with him, empowered by him.
I think that's a progression that he would invite us all into, to come into that place. You know, it may start with him appearing to us, hiding in the wine press, scared to death, and unable to relate to him even talking to us. You know, it may start there, but he's headed toward that place where Peter's waiting. He's, you know, ready for the wave. It may puzzle him a little bit, but he'll just go with it. Yeah. And realizing that is where the Lord wants to bring us with him. That's where he wants us.
Well, it's the same
to
story
live.
Remember with Saul when he was blinded by the Lord. You know, who was waiting? Remember that song? He's sitting by the window praying. You know, waiting for the break. It's like the Lord. He was just waiting, you know, on the Lord. And the Lord's like, there's this guy. who's coming? A certain disciple. Who's coming? And when he saw it, we saw the most feared guy in Israel. Mm-hmm. The most feared guy among the Christians because he had slaughtered them. He was ready and he went. And he
asked one question, but then he said, okay.
Yeah. And went. But again, he had the same sense of waiting. And you know, what I mentioned earlier about John, and I think John was doing his thing, but he was also waiting. He was waiting. He was waiting for the Lord to appear. He was waiting for what he was preaching to manifest. This guy's coming. He's coming, everybody. Get ready. Confess your sins. Prepare your hearts. This guy's coming. And then to see him, it's like that was John's wave. John went. And even though John's end doesn't sound very pleasant, I think John was perfectly content in the sense of knowing that his job was done. You know? I can't put myself in his shoes. I mean, God forbid I should have to at this point in my life.
Especially with the beheading.
Well, that's mainly what I mean. But the waiting and the watching, you know, and just being, Lord, you've sent word that you are moving. You've sent word. We're hearing it everywhere we go. Every mouth is speaking it. Okay, maybe I don't sense that you're moving in my life the way you're saying that you're going to, but where's that spot where you're going to just take over and I'm going to go with you? Because you say he always sends word that he's going to do great things because he wants his people to be expectant and to wait and to paddle around. You know, it's a little silly. You know, we're just kind of waiting with our own little efforts, which, you know, it's pretty feeble. You're in an ocean, you're kind of paddling around. But when the wave hits, it's his power, it's his support, it's his moving. And it's like he sends word because he wants us to be ready. And it's his grace and his eagerness for us to be in it. It's his eagerness and his commitment to us. Because he's going to move that. He knows he's moving through the area with the wave. He wants everyone to be a part of it. And so he gives plenty of warning and plenty of notice. But he also says, like that word came this morning, which was a good word, was hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hear what the Spirit is saying. You know, for those of us who are saying, you know, Lord, I feel very apart. I feel very disconnected from that. I hear it. But I feel disconnected from it. I feel like my life is wrapped up in all this other stuff, and this is happening over here with these other people. It's like that's what he's saying it to everyone. And it's like, Lord, what do I have to do? How can you bring me from being feeling disconnected from this word that you're proclaiming to this place where I'm eagerly, expectantly waiting for the manifestation of it?
Well, I think that has to do with the resigning, then.
I think it does.
All the things, you know, because he's committed to bringing us into a place where we face and focus on him and we prepare our heart to seek him and he gets to move and do what he's doing among us. And that's what we will choose. We'll choose in our families, in our work, and wherever we are. You know, we will be with the Lord in it. I think he's very committed to that kind of fellowship and bringing us into that and empowering us in it. And if we let him do that, it's going to make a difference. But there are all these things that are comfortable or whatever they are, you know, that we probably have to let go of on the way. I think we need to. How do you feel about praying about resigning? I think we have a pastor who kind of went before this morning. So.
The word that's coming to my heart is just surrendering. It's been my lifelong struggle with surrendering. That's what I need.
Well, that song we were singing tonight about, as we bow down, we lift him up, you know.
You know, in that something surrender, you know, everybody's at different places with things and like that talking about, but and in that resignation, resigning, it's really, I think they say it in AA, like letting go and letting God. It's that there's, they all have different control issues. And sometimes it's like, they want to say, okay, God, you have your way. And then there's but. Don't do anything, you know, because in the history of the church, you know, there's been some crazy things.
I know.
So when I stood up there this morning and said I'm resigning, part of me was going, before that, I don't know whether I should say this. Because then it means, you know, any control, you know, there's oversight.
Yeah,
there's oversight
yes,
that you have
that's
to
right.
have.
Yeah.
But it's like, and I think for all of us individually, mm-hmm. whether it's like pastoring, whether it's in our own life, that resignation is just letting go of the control and say, Holy Spirit, do what you have to do. And if in the process there's some things where I have to look foolish,
yeah,
I'd rather be a fool for Christ
yeah.
than respectable for the world.
Yes.
Well, getting to the place where we would rather is part of the deal. Yeah. It's not, you know, I think resigning or letting go is not abdicating responsibility. It's
right.
letting God, you know, be very thorough in it. And execute his purposes in the midst of it. And that's the best we can do. Yeah. The best we can do is bring what God brings into the situation.
Be willing to follow. Mm-hmm. It's a willingness to follow what he's doing. There's a resignation in that. I'm resigned to following. The idea, the things that he may be bringing, the idea of them are very scary, perhaps. But I'm resigned to trust.
Usually. I would say.
But it's like I'm resigned to following. There's a trust. It's like our trust level increases. He does that in us. He raises our trust to the extent where we say, Lord, I'll follow you. I'm petrified of this thing out here that you seem to be leading me towards. But I'll follow you because I think that I sense that I will be ready for it when we get there.
I think one of the things that's moving me these days is I look at my kind of pitiful position compared to what the Lord wants to do. Lord, let's just go ahead. You know, it's getting out of the way, I think. But let us pray. You know, let us just pray. And I, you know, you could pray out loud if you want to, and if you know something that you need to let go of, then, you know, then work with that with the Lord. If you don't know, let him show you. Lord, it is just very, very evident that you are present and moving in our midst and speaking to us. And as Ted was saying, it's a challenge when you do, because we... The reasons that we consider why what you're saying is not perhaps a good idea, all that mental stuff that we do, Lord, and but here we are, Lord. We know that there is a letting go of our ways. We know that there is a movement of us into your purposes that needs to go on. And Lord, whatever that looks like for each one of us, bring us to the place where we hear you clearly, and we will keep hearing all the way through to the outcomes that you want to work in our lives and in your body here. I don't think we have any idea at all, Lord, what that is going to look like. But we need to. I ask you to speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. And move us along with you. And show us how much it matters, Lord, that every single one of us hear and respond to you. All of our choices matter tremendously. Lord, we don't want to be in any particular style or crazy for its own sake or any of that. Lord, we want to follow you. We want to hear you. We want you to be the one to move among us. We want you to pour out your spirit upon us, Lord, and move us along into the things of God.
Lord, show us what it truly means to be satisfied with your presence at any given moment. That we do not need to fill the void with what we think.
Lord, I pray you'd remove irrational fears from our hearts. The fears that make us not trust you fully and completely. Because our heads know that there's nothing that you would do to harm us. There's nothing that you would do to take us to a bad place. But yet, you know, I don't trust you a whole lot. And I just pray you would reveal what it is that blocks that and exchange it with a childlike faith and trust in your spirit. One that would just completely and implicitly trust you to just take me where you want me to go.
Lord, help us to see you for who and how you are. Because the more that happens, Lord, the clearer it is how trustworthy you are. So give us more and more experience of who you actually are, Lord, and how you are in our lives.
I'm getting a picture of a child at the top of this front step of a house and a dad at the bottom of the step, and there's like three or four steps, and the child is small, but the child has absolutely no reservation jumping from the top step into the hands of and arms of her father, knowing that he's not going to drop her.
Lord, I want to pray that you increase our courage to take that step toward you that you direct us in, and find out what you do with it. Help us risk, Lord. Help us take the step and see what you do.